Van Roekel says many government IT initiatives are in that crawling stage. Take FedRAMP, the much-discussed new way for agencies to use apple-to-apple comparisons to choose cloud-based systems that have met cybersecurity standards.
FedRAMP is in its infancy.
Caring for a baby is a lot of work, but it could be a fulfilling experience for all. Van Roekel tried to convey that to members of the American Council for Technology and the Industry Advisory Council.
This is a great opportunity for you, from an industry perspective, to really help us and to get involved in making sure that as we crawl, walk, and then run through the FedRAMP process, that it is shaped in a way that is most beneficial to you, is most secure and beneficial for the government, and works seamlessly from all the standpoints of trade and other things. We've got a lot to do and a lot to work on, but I think this will be the thing that lights the fire under cloud computing in the federal government and gives us a way to really, really ignite this phenomenon.
He says by shifting more systems to the cloud, the government can do more with less, and that's the mantra every Fed is hearing these days. Van Roekel says he wants to focus on the more in that. Another way to do it is with increasing efficiency. Of the more than 1,500.gov addresses, he says just over half are live sites.
In some case, we have lots of inactive .govs that actually exist, or there's a few that are site under development. A lot of redirects, which are probably okay if someone makes a misspelling or you're off slightly, you can be redirected into a system. But I think this is an opportunity for us, not only to get smart about the way we consolidate websites in the federal government and direct citizens to the right resources they need, but also think about how do we save resources. You know, many of these 1,500 systems are actually running on different platforms, and we're actually using computing resources to do that when they don't have to. We can actually pull them in to one effort.
He says about a quarter of those sites could be eliminated. As to the rest, he says agencies should look at what others are doing.
The UK government recently shifted to two websites across their footprint, a business one and a consumer one. I don't know if that's right for the federal government, given our broader scope and much bigger size, but we definitely want to get smart about this and think about how do we get citizens what they need when they need it in the best way. And I think there's a data strategy here and an app strategy and a web communication strategy as well. So we're working across all that.
After more than a decade, Van Roekel says, feds should know there's more to mobile than their crackberries. He says a lot of these efficiencies are low-hanging fruit. He's content to pick it. As part of his shared first strategy to IT procurement, he's encouraging agencies to simplify.
Department of Agriculture, you know, a year or so ago, across their footprint, had 21 email systems, you know, across that entire footprint. The Department of Commerce had numerous PC buying contracts. Each bureau had a separate buying contract for buying computers. You see this across hundreds of contracts and agencies for mobile deployment and mobile services. And you see this everywhere you go. You see on the commodity side just diversity, you know, like crazy inside these places.
Van Roekel says he's asking these agencies to crawl, not walk yet, towards standardization.
The motion of Shared First and the strategy that we launched last week really focuses on inside agencies on the commodity side. We need to move little to big. Take those 21 email systems and move those to one. Take those, you know, 18 or so PC buying contracts and consolidate those to a couple that give you the flexibility you need.
Government financial types like that, too. The Office of Management and Budget is asking agencies to move two commodity technology services to shared service providers by this time next year. But with the mission-critical stuff, Van Roekel says agencies should think smaller. Rather than delve into expensive, multi-year projects that have more chances of being waylaid by politics or developments gone awry, he says, they could work one bit of the puzzle at a time.
We need to move these big missions into little components that deliver value on their own, can be done in, say, 90 days or so, and can be done, more importantly, within fiscal year constraints, and deliver on that. And so in 2012, you're going to see us going after some of these and picking off what would be traditionally very big projects and diving in and thinking about how do we break them down into smaller components?
He says all of these strategies can help the government maximize its return on investment, and the feds can't afford missteps as they try to do it all with fewer dollars. He called on tech contractors to be evangelists for the cause. Technology isn't the solution to any government issue, he says, but it's part of the solution for everything. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.